Hello, everyone. My name is Derek Van Dam, and welcome to Make a Difference Radio. Our show will air every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Each week, we will spotlight a different nonprofit organization and the people and businesses that support them. We are trying to create an awareness of their cause and assist them in spreading their message, as well as show the community ways that they can get involved with helping them. We will also be placing a strong emphasis on corporate responsibility because given the continued state of our economy, it is now more important than ever that businesses do their part to help these great organizations. The show is brought to you today by Swipe for Change, whose mission is to create consistent and recurring donation streams for nonprofit organizations by leveraging businesses' merchant accounts at no additional cost to the business. Please visit swipeforchange.com or call 1-800-219-5727 for more information. Our guest today is Lisa Robinson. Lisa Robinson is from Visiting Nerth Health Systems, and Lisa is currently right now the Vice President of Advancement with Visiting Nurse. Let me give you a little bit of a background information. Lisa leads Visiting Nurse's fundraising efforts and oversees all aspects of advancement, including board relations, major and planned gifts, foundation and corporate relations, the annual fund, branding and communication, and special events. Needless to say, she is very busy. Prior to joining Visiting Nurse, Lisa was the Vice President for Institutional Giving at the Marist School here in Atlanta. In her role with the school, she increased the endowment by 300% and the annual fund by 100%. She created a planned giving program and led a long-term plan for the school and launched a successful branding campaign. Lisa has also previously worked for the nonprofit Court Cotton Organization for 11 years. Lisa is a graduate of Scripps College in California. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Derek, and thanks for having me here
great,
with you all.
Great. Lisa, why don't we start off by telling us a little bit more about Visiting Nerth Health Systems. Tell me a little bit more about what your organization does and how it was founded.
Well, a lot of people might think of Visiting Nurse Health System when they think of Visiting Nurse, the traditional visiting nurses who would visit people at home and taking health care to them. It's organizations across the country. They're actually all individual. We're not all part of one organization. But Visiting Nurse Health System, Visiting Nurse, started here in Atlanta in 1948 with two nurses.
Wow.
And so it's come a long way since then, since we have more than 500 clinicians visiting people now. But we have several different areas of care, and really the primary goal is helping people live their life at home and stay at home. So we help people stay out of nursing homes, out of the hospital, and live as independently as possible. We also, of course, have our hospice area. We have really have four areas of care that we do. We have the traditional visiting nurse, which includes rehab. We have the largest rehab team here in Atlanta. And we have a long-term care at home, which now will care for about 4,500 patients a year, or clients as we call them, in that case, because we're not bringing health care to them. We're helping them manage their care at home. We have a house call program, which is brand new. And then we have a program, Hospice Atlanta, which more people might identify with and know, because that's been since the 80s. We are the first hospice program here in the state and the oldest and largest Hospice Atlanta center here.
Oh, interesting. Now, Visiting Nurse is obviously a nonprofit organization. Why is it important that Visiting Nurse Health Systems be a nonprofit?
Well, we are one of the only, we're the largest nonprofit here in Georgia. And we are the resource for this community, for hospice care and for home health care. And as a nonprofit, we are caring for everyone regardless of their age or their diagnoses or their ability to pay. So we don't turn away a patient. And I think our community needs that now more than ever. The age is kind of an interesting thing because it costs different money to care for different ages. So, for example, in hospice care, we have a children's program, which is unique to Hospice Atlanta. And it unfortunately and sadly, of course, you can imagine it costs more to care for young children. And so that's why all these differences in age or diagnoses, certain cancer patients, it costs a lot to care for those patients, and we do so regardless of that diagnosis.
I see. In order for somebody to qualify working for you, is there beneath a certain income requirement that you look at for the family, or is it you'll help anybody that really is in need?
Well, in terms of for our patients,
yes.
We care for, they don't qualify in that way. We care for a lot of Medicaid patients. We care for, which many for-profits don't take, of course. Not, you know, they may not be suitable for them. We care for, of course, a lot of Medicare patients and any patient really who needs our care. You're right. We don't turn any away.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What are some of the important ways that Visiting Earth Health System is helping people, especially frail elders and people with disabilities that stay in their homes and out of institutions?
Well, I think what's unique to our organization is we partner with all the hospitals here in the city and outside the city, really, because we're in 26 counties here, metro area counties. But what is unique for those is, Derek, what was that question again? I had a good thought on it.
No problem. What are some of the important ways that Visiting Nurse Health System is helping people, especially the elders?
Yes, because when we're partnering with these hospitals, we're caring for people, we're transitioning them. So normally, if you have a senior, an older person, as we might say, you know, trying to be politically correct,
of course,
they're going home from the hospital, and they may not have that support system, just for starters. So our clinicians, we are connecting with the hospitals, and we have, believe it or not, the hospitals and our organization are talking together and meeting once a week and really following that patient. So many times you think of somebody kind of getting lost in the system, and this way people are watching to make sure they're not going back to the hospital. With the changes in Medicare a year from now, so or less than a year actually, October of 2012, hospitals who traditionally, if somebody came back to the hospital, they would pay again. They would just get reimbursed by Medicare for having that patient back. For certain diagnoses now, starting in October, the hospitals will not be reimbursed by Medicare. So it's not only the right thing to do to help these patients get home and look over their medication and make sure they're getting the proper care, make sure they're getting back to the doctor for their doctor's visits, but also it's going to be a financial incentive for everyone involved, because those hospitals will not be reimbursed if the patient comes back within 30 days for a couple of these very common diagnoses, which would be heart attack, pneumonia, and congestive heart failure.
I see. You know, one of the things that I've previously heard in reference to healthcare costs is that the cost of healthcare every year tends to rise at a rate that's 2 to 3 times the level of inflation. So every year the services that you provide become more and more expensive. How are you raising money in an effort to offset that?
Well, it's a good question. As you know from fundraising and Swipe for Change, what you all are doing, working with all these nonprofits and helping the nonprofits in our city here, it's challenging to raise money. And one of the beauties of working at an organization such as Visiting Nurse Health System is that we have a number of sources for revenue. So we have income coming from Medicare. We have income from Medicaid, a very small amount. We have commercial insurance providers. And then we rely on donations. And those donations are going directly to patient care, because when you have an organization that is set up that the payments and all the infrastructure is being paid by what you might consider the for-profit side or revenue coming in, then the money that's coming in on donations can go right to that. And so it's spread out, if you will. So, you know, somebody's donation is not going to pay the salary of an admin person. It's going right to that care. But it is, you're right, it's a challenge this year, and we have a lot to raise. We'll probably try and bring in close to $5 million this year and next year as well.
Oh, that's great. Now, I know that you've also got some events coming up. One of the big ones is the Big To Do, which is on Sunday, February 12th at Snow Mountain, which is, of course, at Stone Mountain. You want to tell us a little bit more about that event?
I would love to, because we're very excited about it. It's a family event. As I mentioned before, we have one of the few children's programs here in the state for hospice care. And that program goes directly to help our children's program. We also care for children in our home nursing care and in our long-term care at home. But this really helps those families in that case who need the care. And it's Stone Mountain, so it's the first time. For 20 years, we're at the zoo with this event, which was terrific. It's a family event, and it's a great day to get together. But this year we'll be at Snow Mountain. We'll be closing down the mountain for Visiting Nurse Health System. And all the benefit will go to this children's program. So people can come out, the do the snow tubing and the play in the snow. We'll have kind of a little snack, you know, chicken type lunch set up for them. We'll have a room to ourselves at Memorial, room up there. And Stone Mountain has been just a terrific partner for this new year. And, of course, they have the advantage of being a for-profit company. So they've been very generous with us, and we appreciate that so much.
What kind of turnout are you expecting?
Well, we are hoping for about 750 people to come out and enjoy the snow that day with us.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. That's going to be a big turnout if you have that.
Now, Derek, if...
Oh, no, no.
When
you have that. My mistake. My mistake. When you have the event, I expect that it's going to be a great turnout. I can see why they would close the mountain for that many people.
That it'll be, yeah. We'll hopefully buy up all the tickets they have for that go-around.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, the kids will get a little snow globe, you know, something to remember.
Anything?
Remember us by.
Any other events that you have planned for maybe later in the year?
Well, we do have one in the fall, which we're trying to get a guest for a benefit where we usually honor somebody that's been going on for years and years. And we just had something last week for the younger generation, if you will. It's called the Chrysalis Club. We do that every year. It's called the Party with a Purpose. And they have been young people who will be our future leaders of our board and, you know, just the future for Visiting Nurse Health System. And they get together and have that party with a purpose, and all the funds go to help Hospice Atlanta, the program itself, and that uncompensated care. So that particular event raises close to $20,000, and we're very, very appreciative of that.
Well, that's great. So it seems like for each of the different areas that Visiting Earth Health System work, you sometimes run specific fundraisers for one particular part or the other.
Yeah, we have done that, and I've noticed just a real shift. You know, we rely on foundation giving significantly, and about half of our donations come from foundations. And they are interested more and more in some of these specific programs, and one of which, you know, we have an Alzheimer's program that does not get a lot of attention always, but that's caring for people at home, helping them with respite care. So if you have somebody in your family, and if anyone, you know, if you've ever experienced or know someone with Alzheimer's, it takes a lot of care. You can't just leave someone alone at home. And so we go in maybe one day a week for as much as, you know, 7-8 hours and stay with their family members. And that's at virtually no cost to them. And that's another one of those, as you say, specifically completely donor-funded programs that we do.
That's great. That's great. Well, tell me, how can people help you out?
Well, we are... Hospice, in particular, uses a lot of volunteers. So that's not only is it mandated by Medicare that a certain percentage you have volunteer support, but we just so appreciate our volunteers. We've got about 300 volunteers who help with us in any kind of way. It could be working with the patients and visiting people at home, but it's also could be doing some office help for us as a nonprofit. You know, we have a lot going on, and we certainly need that as well. So people can help us in that way in volunteering. We have a very unusual, I just think it's an enlightening volunteer training program. I went through it myself, and you just learn a lot about grief and grieving and how to help people, what to say, what not to say when someone's going through that situation where they have a loved one who's dying or with the person themselves. And so they go through that training program, and it's an all-day, a two-day weekend program that people go through. And that's one way that they can help us. Of course, another is just that we appreciate those donations so much, and we rely on that. We could not do what we do without the support of the community. And that's really what makes us so different. One of the areas that we have a lot of volunteers, and we appreciate the Junior League in particular helps us with, is something called Camp Stars. Are you familiar with
that? I'm not.
So out at Camp Twin Lakes, twice a year, we take a weekend. In the fall, it's for only children, and it's a camp for bereavement, really, where we're helping the kids with their grief. If they've lost somebody close to them, you know, brother, sister, parent, we help them with how to deal with that, and then they're around other children who are going through the same situation. And so it is a great, you know, I volunteered out there, my husband volunteered out there. It's a really terrific weekend for them. And then in the spring, because of one particular donor, saw it was also so beneficial that he thought we should do this for families as well. So we have one in the spring that's for families. They come kind of as a unit, take over a cabin, and go through that process. And that camp is another example, one of the things that we offer that is 100% donor funded, and that we wouldn't be able to have if it weren't for these donations.
Do you also need help at the big to-do?
We need a lot of help with the big to-do. We need sponsors. We so appreciate our corporate sponsors for these events, and we do need help for that. We do need the donations for that children's program and just help in general. If we can get the word out and go on Facebook for Big To Do.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if a person did want to help, okay, mm-hmm. let's assume that that's volunteer or mm-hmm. let's assume that that's financial. Either situation, what would be the best way for them to do so?
The best way would be to contact Barbara Moore at Hospice Atlanta. And it's, may I give a phone number
please,
on it?
Please.
404-896-3000. That's our Hospice Atlanta number there. And get involved in our volunteer program. And or go online and you connect that way as well, which is vnhs.org for Visiting Nurse Health System. And there, go to the volunteer page. And we would love it we could get more people volunteering.
Well, that sounds great. Well, hopefully we'll be able to generate some extra people that listen to the show to come on out and help. And, of course, financially, that's obviously a huge part as well. So do everything you can to help out Visiting Nurse Health Systems. It's a wonderful organization. And I want to thank you very much, Lisa, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything Swipe for Change does. Believe me, we're excited about it.
Well,
we
great.
Really are.
Well, great. Well, we're looking forward to the big to-do. So thank you so much for being on the show today. This is Derek Van Dam signing off for Make a Difference Radio.